And our last case for argument, United States v. Castro Alvarado. Mr. Sachs.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Your Honor. Joshua Sachs and Raymond Pijon with me at the council table for Appellant Juan Castro Alvarado. This is an appeal. The only issue before the court has to do with the sentence imposed on Mr. Alvarado's guilty plea for being in the country unlawfully after having previously deported. He received a sentence of 77 months, which was the bottom of the guideline range. Now, I'm very well aware, Your Honor, that when we come before the court appealing a sentence, the question on the amount of the sentence, the reasonableness of the sentence, is a matter within the district judge's discretion. And I'm also very well aware that whereas in this case the sentence falls within the guideline range, that there's a presumption at the appeal level that the sentence is reasonable. Nevertheless, in this case, there is some unusual and, in our view, very substantial mitigating evidence not usually encountered in this kind of case, to which the court, in my view, did not give any serious weight. If it gave it any weight at all, that weight was minimal, and I think this is a case where we have...
But he will be deported, won't he?
Yes, he will, Your Honor.
And then he'll come back. Because he always comes back.
Well,
he came back 8 times.
Your Honor, he came back 8 times, and he,
look,
he came back 8 times.
Look, the longer he lives
about,
in the United States,
that is true,
the greater his incentive to return, right? That's why he's severed his connections with Mexico.
Well, actually, Your Honor, he's married a woman apparently of Mexican origin. They have children. Their plan is to go back and make a home together in Mexico. I absolutely agree, Your Honor, that is true. And the aggravation the government pointed to, we don't dispute that. He did have the criminal history that he had. He did have the multiple returns to the country. But those go back a long time. In the same way we have that Amestua Vasquez case from the Ninth Circuit, and I realize that...
How you can impose this on a district judge. His long criminal history, the multiple returns, how can that not, and a sentence at the bottom of the guidelines, how can you say that's an abuse of discretion by the district judge?
If I may, Your Honor, I'll tick very briefly through the factors that I think the court did not give adequate weight, and this won't take me but a few moments. First of all, the matter of Mr. Castro Alvarado's self-motivated self-rehabilitation. This is something the Supreme Court in the Gall case tells us is very important. If that's there, that's not disputed. That he beat a serious drug and alcohol addiction that was really at the bottom of the criminality.
But not of the returns.
I'm sorry?
Not of the returns. Not of the 8 returns to the United States.
I think it
anything to do with alcoholism.
Well, I think it was all part of the same picture.
No, it isn't.
He
wanted to be in the United States, like a lot of people, which is fine. But that motivation to keep coming back after you're deported is a completely separate point from whether you engage in criminal activity in the United States, whether you're an alcoholic, whether you've outgrown all that stuff. The point is you want to be here. And that's certainly something a district judge can consider in imposing a sentence.
I don't deny that, Your Honor. I do think that the returns, the fact that he stayed here after, and I acknowledge this, after he beat the addiction and put an end to the criminality, he did stay here. And yes, the court can consider that.
Yeah, but look at the signal you send, right?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
Look at the signal you send to people. you say, yeah, you come here illegally to be deported, but if finally you outgrow your criminal activity, then you can stay here, right? That's what you're saying. Unless you think that somehow the ninth return would be too much, and then, you know, judge can throw the book at him.
Well, I'm certainly not saying he can stay here in the sense that he can't be deported. Well,
it's very easy to come back from Mexico, right? That's the problem.
It is easy, and I'm
so
aware that it's done.
If he wants to come back, he'll be back.
Often. Well, Your Honor,
Are those his children?
I'm sorry? The children are his wife's children.
His wife's children.
And he's been acting as their stepfather.
Okay, so those children over the last, 12, 13 years?
Yes.
Okay, so
those were not his children. She had six children. She had six children when he married her.
Okay, so he's not the father of any of the children.
That is correct,
so
as far as the record indicates.
All 14 or over, right?
That would be correct, Your Honor.
So whatever period of time he spends in prison, 4 years or 8 years or whatever, he's going to then be deported, and they'll all be adults.
I'm not sure if they'd all be adults. Some of them probably might be by the time he gets out.
I'm just putting numbers together. I don't know how old the kids are. I just assume that they...
Your Honor, I think... Everything that I have to say here, this is kind of the sort of thing, it's laid out in the briefs. I don't know that I can add a whole lot to what I've said. I commend, obviously, our arguments to your attention, as I don't have to worry about. If the court has any other questions, I'll be happy to
just point out, there's no way they're going to Mexico. That's all.
Yeah.
He'll say he's not going to come back. So the judge has all that, taken all that into consideration. That's all I'm saying.
I understand, Your Honor. It's a discretionary case, but in this case, we think there was mitigation that did not get the weight that it deserved, even within that broad discretion.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much,
you, Your Honor.
Mr. Sack. So, Ms. Woodall?
Good morning. May it please the Court. Myrta Woodall for the United States. District Court did not commit error when it sentenced the defendant to within the guidelines sentence. District Court in its decision addressed all of the mitigating factors addressed by the defendant in his appeal, as well as the aggravating factors, and used the discretion in order to give the defendant actually a low end of the guidelines sentence. And it was very clear from the decision that the District Court considered all of those factors. We would just ask the court to affirm the sentence of the district judge.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lowell. Mr. Sachs, do you have anything to say?
I think you've covered everything.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you were appointed, were you not?
Yes, Mr. Pajon
and I both. Right. Well, we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. We thank Ms. Lowell. And the court will be in recess.